February means back to school for students across Australia, and internet security company AVG has created a back to school computer use checklist for parents to keep both parents and students safe from net nasties. On the line to chat about this is Lloyd Borrett from AVG. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Andy.
Well, back to school. Parents are responsible for internet security when it comes to their kids' computers. What do they need to look at?
Well, they need to look at quite a few things. There are a lot of threats out there today and constant changes in the technology behind those threats. So it can be a rather daunting task for parents to keep up to date. But what we've done is we've brought together our knowledge of what's happening in the area of internet security and compiled this checklist covering all the issues.
Okay, now is there any difference between for parents in looking after a desktop computer and a notebook computer?
Not terribly. They're pretty much the same. I guess the difference has come in when a notebook is, of course, going to go mobile.
Yes.
And so you need to be conscious of if you take it mobile and you hook into other networks as to the security of the networks, be they wireless or cable connected networks, as to the security of that network.
Of course, if a school provides an open wireless network, what needs to be done to ensure that that any students using that network are in fact safe?
Well, you'd hope these days that most of the schools have some pretty good firewalls and checking stuff on their own networks, but it would be wise to cover the fact that that's not necessarily the case, and that kids could be linking up to wireless networks in other places as well, and thus make sure they have a full internet security solution installed on their netbook as well.
What is the minimum requirement, as far as you're concerned, into protecting any PC?
My belief is the minimum requirement is a full security suite, a full internet security solution such as the AVG Internet Security 9 product. But then others would say, well, of course I'm going to say that because that's our full suite protection.
Yes.
But we've got that full suite protection for a very good reason. You need more than just the one layer of protection these days, and that suite has all the different layers built in for all the different sorts of threats that are out there.
There's things that parents should perhaps sit down with their kids and talk about, obviously in terms of the internet, such as file sharing, peer-to-peer networks, that sort of thing?
Indeed, they should. And again, that's why we cover that in that back-to-school security guide.
Yes.
On our website, we've also got other security tips that cover some of those topics in more detail about using things like Facebook, Twitter, and those sorts of things as well.
And, of course, opening email from unknown individuals, which is, a common way to get caught up in some, nasty website or piece of malware?
That's dead correct. And, these days the threats come from all sorts of different places. It's not just swapping files anymore. It's not just attachments in emails. The most dangerous one is just browsing the web.
One of the great tips you've also suggested here is keeping your data backed up, whether it be a notebook or a desktop machine.
Well, yeah. I mean, all of the stuff is susceptible to loss. If the computer gets infected because it's not properly protected or it gets damaged, God forbid a house burns down.
Yes.
Or the notebook gets damaged or stolen when it's in the school environment or travelling between home and the school. All of these things mean that the data on be it the homework files or what other files that are on those computers are vulnerable. So a good way to make sure that you've got that protected is something like the Carbonite online backup solution, which takes the data that you say gets backed up into web servers, highly secure web servers in the USA, and is held there. And then should anything be lost, it can be quickly brought down to another machine or to the same machine.
Good advice. Of course, any computer is replaceable, but the information stored on them, perhaps not.
No, and it can be heartbreaking. I mean, this time last year we had the fires in Victoria, and you think about all the things that were lost by people, and one of the most significant to them were things like photos and and that type of very personal memorabilia, if you like. And, you know, mostly these days that's in a digital form on computers. And should the hard drive get corrupted or the computer be stolen, you've lost that information unless it's properly backed up.
Absolutely. I can speak from experience, not in losing the photos, but I have a decade's worth of photos sitting on a hard drive, and none of that stuff you can replace.
Well, that's just right. You know, once it's gone forever. And you know, so do a lot of the memories go with it.
Absolutely. Well, Lloyd, where can we find the AVG security tips for back to school?
Well, if you go to the avg.com.au website and then select our resources section, and there's a security tips area, and the back to school security guide and all of our other security tips documents are there.
Brilliant. Lloyd Borrett from AVG, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy.